So my name is Rolf Huber. I'm the managing director of the Siemens Stiftung, which means Siemens Foundation. So we are a corporate foundation of the big multinational Siemens. And we are here today in Mexico to discuss the solutions and challenges in the social business, social entrepreneurship ecosystem around the world. So it's a global event. We invited social entrepreneurs from Africa, from China, from Latin America, but of course also from Mexico and the US. And we do a lot of best practice sharing workshops and do trainings. And we do a big panel discussion now where we want to discuss what is working well and what is probably not working well in this field. Ecosystem is just the environment where those businesses, so those social businesses are working in. So the whole, let's put it in a system where you have on the one side governments, then private businesses, companies, you have NGOs or charities, but then you have those social entrepreneurs. So it's a system where everybody is trying to fulfill a social need and then to have a solution for those needs, but what's called in our slang ecosystem. Yes, they have to cooperate because they are academic researchers here. That's why we are also at the university here today in in Santa Fe. And we need their knowledge and their insights, what is working in the social business field. And we need the practitioners who are actually working every day on those challenges. And we need government representatives, charities, foundation to get their perspective. So only when they come together, only if when they are cooperating, only when they exchange their knowledge, they will at the end be successful and create a social impact. How? Yeah, by cooperation, by really looking, really what is the challenge of the people. Listen to the people, what is really the need, and then look and discuss with the people what could work, what would be a good solution, and then bring all players together and cooperate and then implement. Yes, we have also agricultural programs we are supporting as the Siemens Foundation. For example, in Peru, there is an initiative called Sierra Productiva, where they have small farmers in the Andina Mountains, and they are trying to regain knowledge about farming from former times and combine it with knowledge from modern times so that they can do productive agriculture and not only produce food for themselves but also for the markets and for distribution for restaurants and create good organic, good healthy food for a lot of interested people in that field.